I'm going to talk to Miles now because Miles is in here with Nikki, obviously.
Hello,
and
Nikki.
Now, yeah, they didn't just meet, actually. So we're going to have a chat about this gig that's coming up on Sunday. Sunday? Yeah,
it's,
Sunday.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow, 5 p.m.
Called Hi, How Are You Day.
That's correct. That's probably how Daniel would say it also.
You think so? And it's, yeah, so what it's got, and it does have a relationship with Daniel Johnson, does it? Well, obviously, the Hi, How Are You is a reference to Daniel Johnson. So tell us a little bit about what you know about.
Well, this whole thing crept up on us very quickly. I mean, and not only us as artists, but it crept up on the promoters and the organizers. As far as Waiheke being a destination for this global show,
yeah,
was really bizarre. And so it's got thrown together very quickly. And Nikki and I are very honored to be involved because it's a celebration of Daniel Johnston's music. And if anyone's familiar with Daniel Johnston, he's an artist from Austin, Texas, who's struggled with mental illness all his life, but has created some very passionate, beautiful music over the years. You have a connection with Daniel, don't you?
Well, I mean, I lived in Austin for a while.
Sure.
And he was, you know, quite a figure in that community just around the time. And, yeah, I've always loved his – and I think, you know, there's the famous Hi, How Are You mural is on the side of the record shop in Austin. And
sure.
Yeah, so I know his work, and I really love his – yeah, I love his work. He's great. He's one of the most brilliant songwriters ever, I think. You know? And has struggled with mental illness. I don't know exactly what conditions.
I don't either.
He's pretty psychotic, though, Daniel Johnson.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with this? So the thing, so the event is kind of concurrently going on around different places in the world, isn't it?
Well, we've got our show Sunday at 5 at Artworks, and then the following Tuesday is the sister show that's happening in Austin. And on that bill are the Flaming Lips.
Oh, really?
Bob Mould, Built to Spill. Yola Tango. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And it just happens to be Daniel's birthday on that day also. I wouldn't be surprised if he's at that show.
Yeah, yeah.
And the exciting thing for us and should be for the Waiheke community is this show is actually being filmed.
Okay.
And will be shown at the Austin, Texas show.
Right.
So quite amazing, really.
Do you know how this came about? I mean, who sort of got this synchronicity going? Who's promoted the show?
There's a woman named Karen who used to live on the island here. And she's on. She's back in Auckland now.
Yeah.
Her history and her sort of what she does is she's sort of a music supervisor for record labels and different film directors, and so. I think she did Pulp Fiction and a few other films. She organized all the music for it. Her, along with, I believe, a friend from the States and someone else here in New Zealand, have organized this quite quickly. What's cool is the response has been overwhelming, and tickets are selling like crazy. So we'd love to have you all along. It's gonna be quite a special evening.
Yes, it does. So let's have a look at who's going to be there. You got the headliner is Samuel Scott from the Phoenix Foundation, right?
Right.
Which is, you know,
That's pretty big. Just that alone.
Just that alone.
Right.
Chantel Claret from.
We're going to pronounce names wrong here, so we apologize.
From Morningwood,
yep.
And then Apra Silver Scroll winning Lips. Do you know anything about them?
I don't know enough about Lips
to
be able to give them justice at the moment, but yeah.
And then you guys are on the bill, and then also Jamie Stone, and you've got the full list there, Nikki. Have I missed out anybody?
There is John.
John Osaha, perhaps? Name pronounced wrong. I apologize, John. We've got Jim.
My Anatomy.
Yep, My Anatomy.
And Mia? Is it Mia? Maya?
Yeah.
Tibby?
Mia.
He'll be singing alongside Jamie.
Oh,
yep,
nice.
Yep.
I believe.
And is there a Jimmy Hunt? Is there a Jimmy Hunt on there, I believe?
Yep, Jimmy
Hunt. I don't know Jimmy, but these are all names, of course, you could Google and look up before the show.
Well, I mean, some of these you don't even need to with Mr. Scott, et cetera. And so where are we? I don't see the date. I don't see the times on my one. what I'm looking
the
at.
The time of the show.
Yeah.
So it'll be 5 p.m. Okay. Sunday evening, which is tomorrow.
Okay.
Tickets are selling well. You can get good. Tickets at the door.
Yeah.
I think that ranges between 30, 35.
Okay.
You can get tickets on the Artworks website.
Oh, yes, I see this.
And now. Those advance tickets, there's a special code you could punch in and okay. get 50% off the tickets.
Together is the code.
Together is the code name.
Okay.
If you go to the website, it'll explain that.
This is the Artworks website.
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd like to point out the events page on Facebook. It's very informative
okay.
as far as the artists... ticket information and just general information anyway.
Cool.
And so if you went to that event page called...
Hi, how are you?
Yep, you'll get everything you need there.
And it's hosted by Mikey Havoc of BFM.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
An extra bonus.
Yeah. Alrighty, so that's on Sunday. This Sunday, that's tomorrow.
This you want to go to this thing? Let's lose
don't
the
be
Sunday.
Thinking, don't be thinking like, yeah, lose the Sunday.
Yeah, let's
it's
just
tomorrow.
Go tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'd like to also point out that not only is this a celebration for Daniel's music, but it's to recognize mental health yep. and the conversation around mental health and supporting that and yeah. bringing that up to the surface.
It does say that proceeds are going to the Key of Life Trust, which supports mental health awareness programs around the country.
Yep.
Possibly around the world.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised.
Cool. All righty. That sounds good.
That's great.
Thanks for coming in and give us a little update on that because I didn't know a lot about it.
Yeah, thanks for the plug. And I have to bring up again that, get these tickets.
Yeah,
They are going quite quick.
Good. And presumably there's some on the door as well if you
There will be some allocated door sales also.
What time is this starting? I didn't catch
that. Damn you. I stole you like three times,
did you tell me like three times? I know.
5 o'clock.
What?
You're thinking about the cricket again.
No, I don't know. Actually, what I'm thinking about is I'm going to play a Daniel Johnson track, but performed
right.
by a Waiheke musician. This is from a few years back now. This is Bede Taylor,
hey,
and I think
great.
You're actually on this album, aren't you? Pretty sure you were hitting the skins on this thing.
I think I played drums on this. Yeah,
you did. This is this is one of the great Daniel Johnson songs of all times, which was quite ballsy of B to actually try and cover. This is called True Love Will Find You in the End. And is that the right one? Yes, that's the one.
Yep.
And hopefully you get along to this tomorrow at 5 p.m. and tickets are available through the Artworks website for the Hi, How Are You Festival. Here's B Taylor doing True Love Will Find You in the End. B Taylor.
True love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I know that you will. But don't give up until true love.